Thank you, Katya. It's really lovely to be here tonight in this beautiful building and to be in Montreal again. Thank you for inviting me, and I acknowledge also all the other sponsors who came together to make this possible. Please let me know if you can't hear me at the back. Is the volume okay now? All right. I think we've read together only once before, down at the Eastern, was it?
Was it the Poet and Peasant?
Was it?
Yeah.
But that's a while ago.
It's a reading series called New Blood and Fine Wine.
Oh, sure, we're both fine wine now. We're on the way to being a good wine cellar, I'd say. I'd like to begin with some riddles. And I think it would be okay if you wanted to say the answers. Maybe I'd need to read them twice for that. I don't know. My Katya just held up The Time of Icicles, which is a book that I think is very much excited with metaphor. And I found over the years that I was using metaphor less. I was writing a different kind of poetry. And I was missing the acrobatics and the sudden surprises of metaphor. So I set out to make some riddles. And the riddles of the sort, which are entirely metaphor. In each case, in these riddles, the speaker is a phenomenon or an object. Some traditional object, some quite contemporary or universal phenomena. The Anglo-Saxon riddle tradition, I suppose, is behind this. But the riddles were very much part of Newfoundland culture. I would say even a generation or so before me, it would be part of the repertoire of entertainment, songs, stories, riddles. You find sometimes in the literature people might be a young man who wants to impress a girl and he makes up a riddle, or a woman who wants to show that she's clever. So it's one of the ways we reach back. Anyway, a few found that I like to do this. So I have a sequence in Red Ledger, and then I have a sequence in a letterpress chapbook. I'll take a few from both. Okay. So enter with me into this. I'm the conduit of neighborliness. At my best, I'm hot-tempered. Alone, I grow cold. In my belly, I hold what will be a stream soon. That's one possible. I wasn't actually... Sometimes you make a riddle and... No, why do you do that? That's good. Sometimes you make a riddle and there really is only one. So I wasn't... Is there something else that it could be? I wasn't quite thinking of kettle.
Teapot.
Yes, and I like my... Because it's... yes, you boil the kettle, but the true thing is giving somebody a cup of tea. So, yes. Okay. You at the back there, thank you. I've got more pleats than a girl's skirt, and I'm the first to jump up for a dance. I fancy the swoop, the razzmatazz. Draw me out at a party, and I'm a real old smoothie. I'm on to the ins and outs of a tune, but I'm a touchy sort. Rough handling makes me squawk. I've got more pleats than a girl's... An accordion.
Did you get a prize?
Well, I had thought of giving somebody, I had thought of giving somebody Mary Begot, which is my best known book, but then I thought, no way am I not going to undermine this wonderful new bookstore. So. I'm a drifter, shapeshifter. I'm prone to upheaval. Now I'm castle, now cathedral. Although you note my diminishing, there's more to me than meets the eye.
Iceberg.
If you think not more to me than meets the eye. And that's true for sand, too, in a sense. But okay, a couple of contemporary, well, hubbub's my name, corrugation's my game. A burly trailblazer, I blunder along. Where I go, brokenness, a barren new way. Hubbub's my name, corrugation's my game. A burly trailblazer, I blunder along. Where I go, brokenness, a barren new way. Everyone is intimately acquainted, I think, with this next speaker, object. I, in the first line, is the capital letter I. The pronoun. A collapsible eye. I'm your very own tunneler, your private worm in the head. I've got your number. An absence license, I wheedle you into air, into the rushing elsewhere. A collapsible eye. I'm your very own tunneler, your private worm in the head. I've got your number. An absence license. I wheedle you into air, into the rushing elsewhere. It's a cell phone. It's a cell phone. Okay, I have to be careful. I could take all my time reading you riddles, so it's not what I meant to do. But I will read a couple from this little chapbook. This came out in 2008, and it's by a marvelous letterpress publisher in St. John's, Running the Goat Books and Broadsides. And I think I'll just read a couple that have to do with contemporary phenomena as well. Of course, this is unpaginated, so a little fumbling is in order. I'm your open sesame, your abracadabra, your own greedy golem. Compact, rectangular, your pal at the bazaar. Depend on me, and I'll go for your jugular. I'm your open sesame, your abracadabra, your own greedy golem.
Credit card?
Yes. Depend on me, and I'll go for your jugular. Okay, so a jumbled alphabet, I'm a means to your saying, a skittering creature at rest by my side. A jumbled alphabet, I'm a means to your saying, a skittering creature at rest by my side. Keyboard. The riddle might seem very a slight form, but I think it has a lot of possibilities. The last one in this sequence is a riddle, about a riddle. In wry lines I muster dreams, lies, enigmas. Though some scorn me as cipher, I'm full of grand notions. I'm bursting to tell, but I'm mute till you come to me. Okay. Mary Begot is probably my best known book. It's a series of small dramatic monologues with various speakers, men, women, young, and old. My aim in this book was to celebrate the vibrant speech of Newfoundland, of the Newfoundland people, to capture something of its vigor, and also to give some sense of the light and the dark of the society. Mark says he loves the place, he hates the place. That ambivalence may is a reflection of the dark and the light of the place itself. So just a few of these, without comment, that a Mary Begot, as perhaps the project itself is, a Mary Begot is one of the Newfoundland words for a child born outside marriage. Others are a moon child or a moss child. Rather more beautiful and hopeful ways of speaking of something than the very ugly multisyllabic name in other discourse. Well, and the ugly two-syllable one, I guess. After all that, gumption. It's clear he didn't have the sense God gave a kitten. And it was after all that he got intact with the other one. A real blatherskite, if ever I saw one, traipsing the beach all hours of the day, or caterwauling away to the hens. Oh, she'd light up when she saw him, but in the kitchen with her nose in a book, she'd burn water in a pot.